Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get to your mock draft. And before we get to the particulars and who have the Ravens going, looking at the quarterbacks, Lawrence obviously was going to be there, no doubt about it, and probably Trey Lance and Justin Fields. But, yeah, Mac Jones, Zach Wilson. Prior to the college football season, Mel, and prior to doing, you know, the mock drafts in depth as you're doing now, obviously, how surprised are you that now you have five guys expected to go in the first round?
Man, I got screamed at yesterday by Adam Schefter. I didn't have them high enough, Bob and Vin. So they all go. I couldn't put them two and three because I can't project where Deshaun Watson's going to end up if he is traded. I can't project them making a move, another team making a move up to get a quarterback. If you want to do that, you can. It distorts the whole first-round mock. So I didn't put a quarterback to the Jets. They have Sam Darnold. Didn't put a quarterback to Miami. They have Tua. So if you think somebody's going to trade up, they're going to end up with Deshaun Watson and go some other direction because obviously Houston would be picking in that spot, then you can do that. But I dropped Wilson down to Atlanta as the heir apparent to Matt Ryan. Now, Mina Kimes brought up yesterday about the cap hit and all the money with Ryan. That's fine. It was the same thing with Matthew Stafford. Where's Matthew Stafford now? I was talking about it last year. Here he is. He's going to be traded. So if they had the heir apparent, they could have had him ready. They didn't, and here they are. Now they're going to be looking for a quarterback, so Atlanta could go that route. And then, obviously, Detroit's going to look for a quarterback. Carolina's going to look for a quarterback. New England's going to look for a quarterback. Then the other team's late. Who ends up with Matthew Stafford, that'll be factored in, whether it's Washington, Indy, Pittsburgh, any team like that. So there's going to be a lot of activity, but I got them to teams I felt like made sense. New England would be because of the Saban-Belichick connection. You look at Mac Jones, he doesn't have athleticism, he doesn't have great mobility, but he's a pocket passer with great awareness and great accuracy. That's what Brady was coming out in the late sixth round before everybody thought Tom Brady would be the greatest of all time. So, Mac Jones is going to be Tom Brady by any stretch. There's never going to be another Tom Brady, but I think maybe Belichick sees a little bit of that in Mac Jones.
Hey, Mel, like Mac Jones, he's the only one at the Senior Bowl, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of jump could he make with an outstanding week and a big game at the Senior Bowl?
I don't think he'll jump much higher than where I have him. People keep telling me I have him too high. At 15, he's going late first round. So, outside of Adam, and Adam said I had all these quarterbacks too low, except for Trevor. Obviously, he can't go any higher than number one. But he thinks Adam Schefter thinks quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One, two, three, four. So, and then Cincinnati, you get Sewell at five or whatever they want to do there. But he thinks they're coming off the board that quick. I don't know. And he's got Trey Lance, and we talked about Trey Lance. He's an interesting guy. Only played one game this year and wasn't impressive throwing it. He's only 20 years of age. You know, his father, Carlton Lance, was a really good cornerback coming out, played a little bit in different leagues. So he's been, his father really kind of groomed him. He's ready to go. He had a great year last in 2019, but he did have five games at the 1AA level where he completed less than 50. 57% of his passes, and he only had one game in his career that he threw 31, had 31 pass attempts. Most of the games, if you look at, he was around anywhere between 12 and 20 pass attempts. So he was running the football and doing that type of thing, but he's big, he's athletic, he's got a strong arm, so he's going to go, but he's one of those guys, if Carolina did draft him, he would be behind Teddy Bridgewater for a year or two, and then have a chance to we say, sit, watch, and learn. Nobody sits, watches, and learns anymore, but in Trey Lance's case, he's probably going to have to for a year or two.
Hey, Mel, let's look at, like, some of the Ravens' needs. We know center is a big need. We know wide receiver. We know pass rusher, you know, and then I would say somewhere in the draft, Mel, tight end, you know, probably an athletic tight end. What's it look like? What do you think, you know, for the Ravens? At 27, I see that you gave them a wide receiver.
Yeah, I think Jalen Phillips is the one to look at. He's a kid at Miami who had one great year at Miami, was at UCLA, had concussion issues. How far does he drop? And if he drops down, I have him at 17. You know, the Raiders and John Gruden and Mike Mayock love Pat, wouldn't need a pass rusher. And Gruden always says, you preach that for years to me. You close out games by running the football and getting after the quarterback. So he's going to, I think, look at Phillips possibly. But he's an interesting kid about how far he drops. Landon Dickerson is a center out of Alabama. Would have been a first-round pick. He got hurt late. He's probably going to be a second-round pick out of Alabama. Really good football player with a great attitude, great approach, kind of that Casey Jensen-type fiery approach that we had when he was here. He's now, of course, the center at Tampa Bay with Brady. So I think you look at Landon Dickerson. If he gets into that second round, he would be a guy, I think, to keep a very close eye on. He could come in and be a real good hole filler for you and be a guy who can have a nice long career.
Now, Mel, what about, you know, you and I were talking earlier, let the listeners in on, you know, like the kids that opted out. And, you know, like we were specifically talking about the receiver at Michigan, which the Harbaughs seem to go back and forth. I mean, McDonald, the coach from here, went right to Michigan. And, you know, things go back and forth between those. Took Bredesen last year, who you and I are not really crazy about. But, you know, so they know about the Michigan guys.
Yeah, like a Quiddy Pay is a pass rusher this year. You know, we had some really good games 2 years ago. This year was a little up and down, but I was interrupted by the COVID, you know, what the Big Ten had to deal with there. But Nico Collins is the wide receiver who's 6'4". He's lost weight. He worked out this year all year to get ready. He didn't play. He was about 220, 223. Now they're saying he's around 210. So he's the kind of guy who gets a little quicker. He led the Big Ten in average per catch in 2019. He's the kind of guy you would really keep an eye on maybe for that second round. Last year we had with seven receivers go in the second round. Yeah, Claypool and that group went in the second round. Van Jefferson and company went in the second round. T. Higgins. So you're looking at a lot of, I think, 7 to 8 second-round receivers this year with 5 in the first. So a very similar situation again at wide receiver. I think if you look at, a pass rusher, Ellerson Smith out of Northern Iowa. He's another developmental pass rusher, but he had a great year 2 years ago. He didn't play this year. Northern Iowa didn't play. So he's a kid to keep an eye on as well if you get into that third or fourth round. David Moore, an offensive guard at Grambling, didn't play. He's a talented kid as well. So there's a lot of those types of players. Joe Tryon at Washington was a real good pass rusher in 2019. Didn't play this year. He's that edge guy. Could be a combo defensive end outside linebacker. So maybe Tryon gets pushed down a little bit because he didn't play. An Ellerson Smith, one double-A program, didn't play. Maybe he gets into the fourth or fifth round. Ravens have found pass rushers in that fifth, sixth round area. Let's look at the number with Judon and McPhee and that group and Zadarius Smith. So they've had a pretty good track record in the past of finding pass rushers later on.
Mel Kiper Jr., ESPN, ESPN.com, ESPN Radio, joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Mel, before we hit a break, and Vinny referenced, you have the Ravens taking a receiver at number 27. We heard Harbaugh last week talk about getting a Anquan Boldin-type guy, Terrace Marshall, out of LSU, talk about his measurables and, you know, what he would bring to the equation as a first-round pick at wide.
Length at 6'3", and he was the guy, you know, 2 years ago when Justin Jefferson and, of course, Jamar Chase was dominating, averaged over 21 yards a catch, and Jefferson did his thing, and of course had a great rookie year with the Vikings. Terrace was the third receiver there. Now he became the guy, but why did Jamar Chase opt out? Because they didn't have a quarterback with Burrow, and then Miles Brennan got hurt, and he had two freshmen playing. So it was just, and they had the best offensive line last year. This year they lost those guys, and they lost Edwards-Helaire. So it was just everybody was gone, and he was the last man standing, and of course he had a good year. I saw two drops when I was watching him the other day, but to me, he's a guy who can play in the slot, he can play wide. I think he goes in the late first, early second. I think McShay had him going to Green Bay at one point when we talked last week when we did our podcast. So I think in that late first, he's going to be in the discussion. But there's a sleeper receiver. receiver, Jacob Harris, at UCF. I want to get into today a little bit. He's a kid that I think could be a late-round pick and could be a find. He catches the ball. I'll get into his history. But Jacob Harris, write that name down as a guy. I'm going to bring him up with Eric DaCosta. I think he's a kid. I want to see what Eric thinks of him. But he's a kid caught my eye, and he's got a great story as to how he got to this point.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.